We are back on regional radio, and we're joined on the line by a newly hired head coach at West County High School. He'll be taking over the varsity girls basketball program, Bobby Simile, and he joins us on the line. And coach, congratulations first on the gig. And you've been around West County for many, many years, coaching in different capacities in basketball and also in baseball. But to get the head coaching job as the girls basketball coach, how does that feel?
That's exciting. Kids. I've been with the program, our junior high program, for the last 4 years. So pretty much every girl that's came through and playing at the varsity level now, if they've been at West County, they've played for me. So I'm excited about it. It's a good group of kids. They've had some success in the younger ranks, and we just hope to continue. We're going to work hard and try to continue maybe what's been happening there and just keep moving forward.
And the program has had some very good success. Of course, Chris Brewer coaching it for many years, and then last year Joe Arnold keeping that going, and now you take the reins. What kind of gets you excited about the group that kind of returns to keep that success going?
Well, just some experience. We've got a pretty good group of seniors coming back, played a role on a good team this year. And we have a couple juniors moving up, or a couple juniors that played a lot of varsity minutes this year will be juniors. Expect good things out of those girls. And then our freshman class, sophomore class to be, has three good players in it. And then our freshman class moving in has some talented kids as well. So, you know, we have some talent on the future and on the horizon, and it's exciting. I'm excited to get the chance to work with them and keep going. I think the girls are excited about it, so we're going to get started, and you know, I expect good things from our program the next few years.
And you talked about how much you have coached in different capacities at West County in both basketball and also in baseball. Has Leadwood really been your hometown this whole time?
Yeah, I grew up here. I graduated from here in the late 90s. Spent 4 years in college and came back and went to work and finished my degree up as I was working there, and I've been coaching really ever since I came back, like you said, in some capacity for the last 16 years, I believe. So I really enjoy it. It's awesome to get back to the community where I grew up. It'll always be home to me. It's a special place to me. We have great people there. We have great kids. We have great administration. We're going through a lot of changes right now, but I think we've got some good people coming in, and I'm excited about that as well. It's a good place to work. It's a good place for your kids to be.
And when you were growing up, was basketball one of the favorite sports that you liked to play, and you just kind of, you know, stayed around the sport as much as you could?
Yeah, I enjoyed playing basketball growing up. West County, we've kind of added a few things since I came through. You know, when I was coming through there, really, you played baseball and basketball, and that was your only option. Now, you know, we have other things. We've added cross country. We've added track. Some more opportunity for kids. But, yeah, I always enjoyed it. I was fortunate enough. My high school basketball coach, I enjoyed playing for him. I think he's a Missouri State Hall of Famer now. He's made it to the Final Four a couple of times. He was a really good coach I still keep in contact with. And that's really where my love for basketball began. And then I was fortunate enough to get the opportunity to work with Chad Mills when he was hired at West County. I was his JV coach for my first 8 years, and that was an awesome experience. I learned so much in those 8 years about coaching and how to run a program and treat kids. And, so I've been fortunate to work with some good people along the way.
Of course, your brother, he also is a coach and the athletic director at West County. And, of course, you've been part of the hometown feel and keeping that going. With this program, though, are you trying to keep things kind of the same, or are there changes that you want to try and make to the girls' basketball program?
Well, everybody's different. Everybody has their own philosophies, their own way they want to do things. You know, I wasn't really around. You know, I've seen more of Coach Brewer, really, than Coach Arnold the past year. You know, everybody's different. Both those guys did a really good job, I feel. And but I'm sure things will be different a little bit. I'm a different person. That's the way it is when somebody else new comes along. The good thing about it is every girl there has played for me. Like I said, coming through the program at the junior high level the past 4 years. So it'll be an adjustment for them, but it's not going to be a huge adjustment. They know how I am. They played for me. It's not going to be any different than it was then. You know, just at the varsity level, it's a little more time. You have to do things. You spend a little more time on things. But I'm excited about it. I think it's a good transition for us, and I think it'll go well.
When do you think you'll kind of start practicing with the girls and getting them prepared for next season?
Well, everybody, you know, summer basketball, even, you know, when I came through, was not near as big a deal as it is now. You know, everybody has their 20 contact days that they use in the summertime. So as soon as school's out, we'll get to the summer part of the schedule. We'll use our 20 days. We'll plan some shootouts. We'll have some open gyms. We plan on going to a team camp. So that'll be a nice transition period for us. Like I said, the girls will, you know, we'll get to implement some things and put some things in at that time. But really, that'll just be a time for me to evaluate and watch the kids play. But I'm looking forward to it, and we'll get started as soon as summer school starts, as soon as school's out. So it's right around the corner.
Yeah, for sure is. Thanks so much again for taking the time, and again, congratulations on getting the gig.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Bobby Simile will take over as the new West County girls basketball coach, and he joins us today on Regional Radio.